With the Benishal, it's your boy Low, a.k.a. L. O. Flow Hot, a.k.a. Mr. 25-8, a.k.a. Work in Progress Volume 3 coming soon. And when I cross that border, I'm rocking with none other than the lovely Miss Entice, Candy, and Keisha, TP3 Radio, exclusively on blogtalkradio.com. Chip!
All right. Yeah, what's up, y'all? Welcome to my friends. Welcome to TP3 Radio. I'm Devorah, holding down the switchboard. I'm about to bring in the ladies that hold it down so lovely. And see, we got Keisha, Nicole in the building, and my girl, Miss Entice. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, Candy right now, she's at the Diggy Simmons meet and greet right now, so she should be calling in momentarily.
All right.
Yeah, so she's meeting Diggy Simmons.
All right. How was your weekend? How's things going on your end?
It's actually pretty good. I'm working on a movie. Last week at work, thank God. So, it's not pretty good.
All right. Mr. Steady Jay, how's things with you?
Yeah. You know, everything is lovely with me, you know. Just a lot of crazy stuff. It's music month. On the show, and then as well as on the site and all that. So we're trying to do it like we do, you know, the model month, you know. So we're gonna do it big. We're gonna do it big this whole month. Have some fun with it and whatnot. But that's about it.
All right. Well, Skrill and Tice. My week has been all right. Today was just one of those days I was not feeling good. I just got to give God thanks that I made the show. It's just one of those days where I was just off, just not feeling good. But I'm here. On the bright side, in other news, I actually launched my online boutique and blog a couple weeks ago, so definitely if you guys are tuning in, check that out. That BEEFELLE.com, and it is a combination of blog posts where I blog about beauty, entertainment, fashion, stuff like that, as well as there is an online boutique where I got some real fly accessories, ladies, like real fly. So make sure y'all check that out. So far, so good. Feels good, you know, be doing something that, you know, I've always kind of done it, but I kind of just switched it up. So I got like a new YouTube, I got a new Facebook and, you know, Twitter and everything for all of that, Instagram account. So definitely big shout outs to all the ladies that's hitting me up and following me on Instagram. Much love. Ladies showing that love. Yeah, got some contests coming up soon. I'm probably going to be doing a model search soon and a couple stuff like that. So definitely, y'all stay tuned. Doing it big.
That's what's up.
2012.
you definitely have some good stuff at your boutique. I don't know, I'm going to be ordering me some of those nail rings. Those are really cute.
Thank you. It's some really nice stuff that's going to be coming out. I'm not going to let y'all know right now, but as soon as I get everything, like, I'll let y'all know. I usually try to aim to get a couple stuff every week, get a couple new stuff. Right now, though, what I'm supposed to be getting is some more cuff earrings. They're super cute, especially if you don't feel like putting no earrings in your ears, because I know for myself, sometimes you wear, like, those big earrings and your ears start hurting. The ear cuffs, you just throw them on. It's like literally like throwing on a Bluetooth, and they look super cute and super versatile. Can rock it with any outfit. So excited about those for show. And right now, actually, this month started today until the end of July. It's free shipping. Shipping was like like, there's a couple options with shipping, obviously, but domestic shipping was, like, $6, but it's free shipping until July 31st as well. So there's been a lot of stuff going on with that. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
Most definitely. But, yes. I see y'all got a pretty good topic for today, too. I saw that. It's something y'all can definitely go in.
Yeah, most definitely. I know that's one of those things that, like, everybody got a pet peeve. Everybody has a pet peeve. It may be, like, the stupidest thing to, like, something, like, real legitimate, but everybody has a pet peeve. I don't know if we want to get into it right now, if we want to wait till Candy's able to jump on the call, or what y'all want to do.
It's on y'all. Y'all know y'all got the ship. I'm just one of the sailors in the ship.
True.
Yeah. Go ahead and get into that talk, since, you know, because I know I personally have a list of pet peeves. We can go on the entire show about it.
All right, let's get right into that then.
All righty.
Where's our intro at?
Talk that talk.
I was having a brain fart.
Come on, Steady.
I was having a brain fart. I've been thinking about that all week. I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to get that out of my system. I was like, I can't wait to do it on the show.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, this week's Talk That Talk is pet peeves. What are some of your pet peeves? We want to know, listeners, if you are listening and you're like, yo, this one thing right here, it grinds my gears. Like, it gets all up under my skin. Like, it puts me on another level of frustration that y'all don't even understand. We want to hear that. We want to know what it is. So make sure you give us a call. The toll-free number is 1-866-259-0361. What are your pet peeves, y'all? You know what? I'm gonna let Keisha. Keisha has a long list. So I'm gonna go ahead and open up the floor to Keisha, and you start us off. What are some of your pet peeves?
All right. Well, let's see. My number one pet peeve is, like, you know when you have milk, right? You got milk to eat your cereal with. And then somebody comes along and drink your milk and leave a little bitty corner left.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's my biggest pet peeve. Don't leave a little bit of juice, milk, or nothing in the car, and you drink it up if you're going to drink it up. That's one of them.
Exactly. Shout out to the lazies that do that. They don't want to be putting it in the recycle bin. They don't want to clean it up. So they just, oh, okay. While we on that topic, another pet peeve, people that drink straight from the carton, that open up the fridge and drink straight from the carton, that is nasty. That is so disgusting.
Nah, hold on. Nah, if it's mine, not,
no,
and I'm the only
no.
one drinking from it, yeah, man, that's okay. If I'm the only one drinking from it. But
nah,
I ain't going to do it with somebody offered to somebody.
No, that's what I'm saying. Regardless, like, if you have more than one person in the house, but even if you are the only person drinking from it, like, I can understand if you take the carton and you're on the go and you're, like, in the car or whatever, you drive and you're drinking from a carton, it's like a 1-liter carton. But, like, come on, to have a 2-liter carton of milk, and you mean you couldn't pour a glass? Like, come on now. You trying to be lazy? Like, come on.
Anybody got time for that?
Wash the rinse. It takes 30 seconds to rinse a cup out.
See, it takes less time to just go gulp and put it back in the refrigerator.
I can't get down with that.
If it's just me drinking from it, please believe, if I feel like doing it, I'm going to do it. But I ain't going to never offer somebody did that from. That's crazy. That's where I'm going to say that's a pet peeve for me. Because, you know, some people, especially your spelling, all the extra stuff, And I think that's candy. It's that candy.
What's that? Candy.
Is it candy?
You sound like you on another planet right now.
You sound like way far away.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we just
had a technical difficulty with my phone. And my headset ain't working. What's up, y'all? Y'all, I just left the party at Wish with Diggy Simmons in the building. So I'm a little official tipsy, a little official. And, so y'all know my WTH is like WTF because I didn't even really get ready for it. But, yeah, I got some pet peeves, though.
You gonna be on my list of pet peeves, Candy.
Right?
Hey.
Had to play.
Nah, we playing. We playing. So, Miss Candy, we want to know what's your pet peeve. Let us know.
Hey, okay. Let's talk about the one we talked about yesterday. How about the pet peeve when you're in a relationship and the guy does not want to put the toilet seat down? What's up with that, fellas? Y'all know how to put the toilet seat down? Y'all want us to fall in and get lost? What's going on? That's one of my pet peeves. Why can't you put the toilet seat down? Like, really?
You know what? I'm one of those weird guys that come to toilets. First of all, I put the toilet seat down, but when I go into a bathroom, no matter where I'm at, even in my house, I always take a couple pieces of toilet paper, and I'll wipe the seat down. I'm OCD about that. I can't just sit on the toilet seat and it ain't been wiped down before I sat on it.
Right. Well, you're one in a million, Teddy J. One in a freaking million. I bet you every other man leave a toilet seat up, piss all over the daggone toilet seat, and expect you to wipe it up like it's your piss. No, sir.
Oh,
how about
God.
You?
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's why my booty smell good.
Oh, that don't smell good. It smell like pine saw, nigga. Drink some water. Water, H2O. It's your best friend. But y'all got to excuse Candy tonight. A little too much peach Ciroc and I don't know, whatever I had. Pineapple juice and Sprite. I ain't even ever had that combination before.
You was just going in.
Man. The bartender was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. Already, bartender. Shout out to the bartender.
All right, y'all, if you're tuning in, you want to let us know what your pet peeves are, make sure you guys give us a call because we love our callers and we want to hear from you. 1-866-259-0361. Let us know what your pet peeves are.
So, you know, I got a pet peeve I want to talk about.
All right. Go ahead.
And I was just talking about this on Twitter earlier. I was talking about this on Twitter earlier. So these chicks that run around here, that's thick as borderline. As I used a nice term earlier, I said buff. my thing is this: the chicks is like borderline, and they walking around these stink attitudes. They'd be the same ones, and they put on a little bit too much more weight over that. They want to start acting all nice to everybody all of a sudden because they want people to feel pity for them, but before, but when they weren't looking like that, they were walking around, oh, I'm gonna have a stink attitude. That's my pet peeve. Be humble no matter how you look, and then it's not gonna matter how you look sometimes.
Right, right.
Because some of them out here, cheeseburger away.
That's true. Nah, one of my pet
peeves. Yeah, you right about that cheeseburger part.
Nah, one of my pet peeves is like when people tell you that they don't like when you do something, and then they turn around and do the same thing.
Man,
that is the most irritating thing to me. Like, don't tell me you don't like to be. Don't tell me you don't like to be. You know, told like. Or, okay, don't tell me you don't like to be disrespected, and then 2 minutes later you're disrespecting me. It's like, punt the brakes, excuse me? So it's not okay if I do it to you, but it's all right if you do it to me. Like, that double standard thing, I don't like that. That's a huge pet peeve for me.
You mean kind of like when somebody say, don't be
cussing around my kids.
And then they cussing
around your kids. I don't think so.
Right. Be like, don't be cussing around my kids, and be like, get your over here, you little mother. Like, dang, okay. Already.
Right? Yeah,
it happens.
Because I
had a homeboy that told me that. I had said, I think I said the D word, damn, around his little girl. And he was like, don't be cussing around my kids, because you cussing around yours. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he's like, watching football. And he's like, damn. Duh. I'm like, nigga, that's the same thing as you. Like, really? Don't do that. The same exact difference. The same exact difference. You can't be a hypocrite. You don't want to, you know, people to say certain things or be like that around your children, then you do the same. Do both.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah. Practice what you preach.
Definitely.
There's like an old saying Jamaicans usually say, the pot's cussing the kettle about its blackness. And, like, the pot's
oh, don't on the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a Soul Train word scramble on us.
Yeah, sorry, yo. I've been told you I had not been feeling good. I'm just like all over the place. I'm trying to keep it together. You had to put me on blast like that.
So you ain't been smoking with Keisha. With Keisha Nicole.
You silly.
So I know that our Twitter, everyone's been going off about our pet peeves, about their pet peeves on Twitter. Do we want to read some of those?
Yeah. Who wants to go ahead and read them? 1, 2, 3, not it. No, I'm playing.
I can't see our Twitter, so I can't read them.
Yeah, I can't either. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a caller, though.
I can go ahead and read them. That's cool. I got it. I got this. All right, so we had someone saying, when people try to tell you who you can or cannot talk to, pet peeve. That's true. That's annoying. Is you my mama? He's my daddy. Next, we have pet peeve. When people use the word turnt, T-U-R-N-T, you sound dumb making up your own words. It's turned, T-U-R-N-E-D. That is true. That is annoying. That is actually a pet peeve of mine as well, when people use words in the wrong context. Like when people say I'm going somewhere, it's I apostrophe M, not A-M. That's am. That's different. It's two different things.
Yeah, my grandma, she be saying, imp the garbage. What's imp? It's empty, not imp.
Boy, you better imp the garbage.
What is imp? I didn't know that was a verb. I mean, somebody explain it to me.
For me, it's not really like the way people say stuff. That doesn't bother me as much as like when I read it, like grammatical errors. When you see intelligent people make the worst grammatical mistakes, like it just irritates me, like. Huge pet peeve. Like you're
no,
trying to
when
tell
people
me.
Write and when they write and they got all those numbers and what they write, letters supposed to be. Like, what the hell am I trying to read?
Nah, but like when people make stupid grammatical errors, like T H E R E, there instead of T-H-E-I-R-E. I mean, I-R. Like, that's so annoying. Like, there and there is two different things. Or, okay, so there's three of them. There's T-H-Y-R. I can't even do this. I'm, like, all messed up today. It's T-H-Y, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, there, meaning it belongs to somebody. Then there's there, T-H-E-R-E, like I'm going over there. And then there's there, T-H-E-R, T-H-E-I-R, which it belongs to, or, you know what I mean? Like they are, then it belongs to somebody, and then going over there. Don't mind me, I'm all messed up, but y'all understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes, we recomprehend though.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my life right now. I'm like Candy's over there tipsy. I'm over here like sick and can't even spell. And I don't know what's going on.
My head is hurting. Got too much
on. Shit, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So hey, I don't know how you feel.
Sadie, you missed it. Sadie J.
Hey. I'm going to tell you the reason why I missed it. Because, A, I had business to handle. And, B, Sadie J got to make sure he had this show on time, ready to go to run the switchboard.
Uh-oh.
Bam.
You would have been on time. You would have just left before I did. You would have just left before me. That's all.
But I know how I am. I get somewhere and I be wanting to stay the whole time. I know how I do it.
I had to hurry up and leave. Diggy was still there when I left. He was still taking pictures. I posted.
He was at 979 to like almost 7. It's about 7 o'clock.
What he did was he went from K104 to Southwest Center Mall, from Southwest Center Mall to which? I mean, from Southwest Center Mall to 979, from 979 to which? I don't know what he did after with, but I'm sure he's probably going to hit Onyx. They say Diggy doesn't hit Onyx, but we will see Diggy at Onyx. I guarantee you that. But, yeah. So I don't know how he did it.
He got money. He can go into the place when you're under 18.
Oh, yeah, he's 17. He's 17.
Right,
but he can get in. Shoot, he can get in. Because everybody that was in Wish, I guess it's or was it 21 and up? I don't even know. You know, once you get over 21.
If he growing up that fast, I just don't want to hear these later stories. You know, because that's a pet peeve of mine when these artists, you know, they. I mean, yes, YOLO, people want to YOLO, but then we got these books later. Oh, my, grew up so fast. My childhood be so fast. Like, do y'all want to have your childhood or do y'all want to make the money? Explain which one you want. Because whoever it is, we don't need these long, drawn-out books of y'all complaining about your life later on. It's so annoying, especially when you chose it, when it was something that was a choice by you.
Right. Well, y'all, I do have a WTH moment that I did kind of look into a few of them, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about a few while we're at it. Let's get off of the pet peeve for a second. Okay, Erykah Badu, y'all. She has a new video. It's called Erykah Badu. Here's all for the flaming lips. Have you seen it?
Yes,
okay.
I heard
Some of that is not Erykah. Some of that is not, I don't care what nobody say. Some of it's her, and some of it's not her.
No, I've seen Erykah, and then when I saw Erykah perform with Rick Ross, and I saw that jumpsuit on her, I know that's Erykah.
She has a nice body. I understand what you're saying. I understand. I agree with you 100%, but I don't give a dang on what you say. I've seen the video, and they did a switcheroo on a few of those up close. I'm trying to tell you. I don't care what you say. We put money on it 5 years from now. Candy going to be right. I'm trying to tell you. They did a switcheroo. She does have a nice body. She's real
ooh,
nice.
Yeah.
Yes. You got a little dunk a dunk and everything. I was like, dang, girl.
Eyes.
Woo. Yeah, she got all that going on. But they did a switcheroo. But anyway, on my WTH moment goes to her. She was like butt naked, y'all. Like with glitter and. Okay, how about, was that nutmeg? Sadie J, you know what I'm talking about, nutmeg? When I say nutmeg on that one scene?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Like, they have all these different caramel and all
like
this
creamy
extra type of stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
like,
okay. Why did that look like, I'm just going to keep saying nutmeg. That's what I'm just going to keep saying. Why did it look like that?
I know what you're talking about.
Like,
you're,
that was gross. And then she was putting it all in her mouth and spitting it out. Like, Erica's a freak.
Yeah, we're all, hey, hold on, hold on. I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
Freak. Y'all got to see the video.
Did they show it on TV?
That's the video. Huh?
Did they show the video on TV?
No, it's not on TV.
It's on
YouTube. You can find it online.
Yeah, you go on YouTube and just put it in.
No, I remember that last video she had where she was walking down in downtown Dallas.
Okay, yeah, she was naked then. But look, I'm looking at it. It wasn't just
was,
her.
But she didn't have nothing on
this article.
Like she did on this one.
It was Erica's sister, Naroki. I knew
right.
I fucking told you. See, Sadie, you got me cursing on the radio. I told you. It was her sister, Naroki. I didn't even know she had a sister.
Yes, yeah, that's all I was saying again. So, yes, she had a badass sister on there,
too. There you go. Candy just officially released it to y'all on CP3 Radio. Like I said, it was not just Erica Badu. It was her and her sister, and they were both fucking naked. On this, it
what?
Said, turns out the picture was Erica's sister, Naroki. Both sisters are featured nude in the bathtub, filled with glitter, red liquid that looks like blood, and a white liquid that looks similar to bodily fluid called nutmeg. That's what I'm calling it. And yeah, Erica is seeing a lot of her. She was speak what? Erica is singing a rock version of Robert Flack's First Time Ever Saw Your Face. Although this video has a creative edge, it leaves viewers a little confused, is what it's saying. And yeah, I know it wasn't just her. I know it wasn't. I told you, because her booty was a little bit lighter than Erica's. And I'm like, come on now, that is not Erica's light booty, because Erica, she got like a little cinnamon booty going on. I knew it. I told you.
Well, since
my
we're on the topic
moment goes to Erica.
Once we're on the video, so let me just ask y'all if y'all got an opportunity to see the Kardashian family video that they made to the Notorious B.I.G. song Hypnotize.
No, I didn't actually.
Please go look at it. I blogged it on my blog at BFL.com, and I was like, I don't even know what to think. They have their young little children, and they have the, like, it's the whole family, and they're all bumping and grinding on each other and dropping it like it's hot, Hypnotized. And I don't even know what to even say about it, because it's wrong on so many levels. Like, I don't even know why they would even put that video out there. I think the only one that wasn't in the video was Chloe. But everybody else was there.
You know, Kim is on the top 10 most hated people in America right now, too.
This video, it was just too much. Like, Kim was being all, like, provocative and stuff in the video. And then, like, how old's her little sisters? Like, it was just crazy. Like, Kim's mom and, like, yeah, it was, I don't know. I felt like I didn't find it amusing. Apparently, a lot of the press that's coming back saying, like, a lot of fans were not happy about it. Like, apparently the video has been getting a lot more dislikes than likes. Well, duh. I found it disrespectful to Biggie as well, in my opinion. Like, they're all, like, lip-syncing, like, going in, like, full-out video. Like, I don't know. It wasn't tasteful at all, I don't think, in my personal opinion. But, you know, other people could look at it and be like, they were just trying to have a good time. What did you say?
I said I lost a lot of respect from them, because their show, like, it's just too much now. Like, I used to love the Kardashians, their show, because they were, like, they seemed like a real tight family when they first came out. But now that all the fame that got to their heads and all this stuff, like, the mom, Chris, she disrespects Bruce, her husband, so bad on the show. I'm surprised he even still married to her. Like,
no, he was spanking her in the video.
No, like on the show though, she disrespects him so bad. Like, one episode where he left the house he went to go spend the night with Chloe for a couple of days, and she didn't even notice he was gone. Like, how do you not know your husband is not in your house where you sleep every night?
Yeah, like, I seen that one. That one was funny. She called him over the intercom and was like, he had old dude call him, the husband of, what's the other one? Kardashian, the one that was pregnant.
Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. She was with Courtney's, I guess boyfriend, you want to call him. And they called the house or whatever and was like, yeah, see if she knows where I'm at. She calls him over the intercom like they're at Walmart or something. Like, yeah, line one. I was like, golly, the house is so big, you got to call for somebody on line one, really?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Nah, like, the video, like, seriously, if y'all haven't seen it, you guys need to go and watch that. It's not, I don't know, people might look at it and be like, oh, it's just family having a good time, but I thought it was wrong. Like, it just, like, it makes them look, like, really messed up as a family. Like, I don't even know.
Well, I need to go see.
Thanks, Eddie.
That's what's up. Well, I do have another moment up to the day left. Really?
All right. Go ahead. I don't know.
All right. I got a couple of callers. One of them is a caller that has some pet peeves. The other one is low.
All right, let's get the pet peeves through, and then we will get low on the phone.
All right, I'm gonna go to caller in the 817. You're on TV3 Radio with the beautiful Keisha Nicole, the beautiful Miss Tyson, the beautiful Candy. What's up?
What's up, what's up? This is DJ P. Buck from the 817-822-12. And I've been around everywhere. What it do?
What's up?
Man, I was just calling in, checking y'all out. The only pet peeve I got is that this ain't a show on TV. I done do Candy in person and seen other pictures, so I already know. This is a visual. Yeah, that's the only pet peeve I got. Let's go ahead and chop it up with Oxygen Network or somebody.
Alrighty, well, that is definitely what's up, and we appreciate you calling in and giving in your pet peeve. And make sure you listen to us next Tuesday, same time.
Yeah, somebody needs to handle that. Q, if you're listening from World Star or whoever, somebody, yeah, handle that. Let's get these ladies on TV.
Already. You hear it. Call us Wellness. What's up? World Star. Right? Thank you for calling.
All right, let's see. I'm bringing my boy Lo. What's up, Lo?
Yo, with the business, what's happening?
What's up, Halo? How are you tonight?
Ladies, what's going on, man? What's really, really good with y'all, man? What's Gucci?
Yeah, we good.
We are great.
Letting off all the steam, letting everybody know what our pet peeves are. So we in a good mood. Let them know, man.
Listen. Are we allowed to curse, first of all?
Oh, yeah. You got them let loose.
Well, I'll tell you like this, ladies. I like that y'all letting off y'all pet peeves. I'll say one thing. It's real general. It's like, you know, when in doubt, say, fuck them, girl. Throw that freaking dress on and, you know, take it to the club with y'all ladies. Pop them bottles.
All right.
Already. I didn't pop a bottle, but the rock was in my cup.
Amen. I don't know what it is, but I think sometimes one of the biggest pet peeves of women is bum-ass niggas. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, a lot of niggas ain't shit. It is what it is. We the real niggas out there, we the last of a dying breed. So, you know, we almost extinct out here. So, you know, it's understandable that we could be one of the top five on the pet peeves list.
You and these noises, Teddy, we're going to have to get a ruler, one of the ruler sounds so I can your hand when it's time to be like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my sound effect coming from my mouth. How about that one?
All right, all right. Let's see.
Teddy got
you're
this
right.
Boy, too.
I remember that. Y'all already know I'm going to win that war. So don't play with me.
I'm rocking with none other than the lovely Miss Entice, Candy, and Keisha, TP3 Radio, exclusively on blogtalkradio.com.
All right. Well, go ahead and introduce your single, Low. Let them know where to find you at on Twitter, where to find you at on Facebook. Let everybody know where to find your music, the whole 411.
Which record are we playing? Because I sent y'all a couple.
We got Magic Johnson. We got Party Till the Lights Come.
Whichever one you want to introduce.
Listen, it's a celebration. We celebrating life tonight. I mean, we celebrating making history. We all young entrepreneurs on the rise to making that seven figures. Let's play that Party Till the Lights Come On.
All righty. Hey, and shout out to When the Ugly Lights Come On, when the Ugly Chicks Scatter. That's my pet peeve.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bug, we make love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP. Let's go. We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere. All days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Popping champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my final. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. While I'm sticking with a model, body looking like a bottle. Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blamed it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. After champagne, we copping Patron. Taking shots till we're gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get it right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up. Get behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up. Whoa. Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor. Yes. My future looking bright, taking off like NASA. Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash. I'm in the club like 50 Cent, getting big. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Hold the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing. Pop the bottle, wrap the bottle with phone. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the copper Patron. Taking shots till we're gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. When we get right, we gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on the baby in the VIP. Let's go. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on the baby in the VIP. Let's go.
TP3 Radio with my boy Lo and the beautiful ladies in the building. Let's go.
All right. Well, do we have any callers?
No, we don't. Not currently.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this interview then.
Let's get to, man. Whatever y'all want to know, man, let me know, man. The floor is open, man. I'm not shy. Y'all can ask me whatever.
All right. Well, this is your girl, Candy, and we will be holding all calls until the interview is officially over. So let's go ahead and get it started. Lo, where are you from? The ladies want to know, of course.
I represent Suffolk County, Long Island, 631, west side of the 6, where the grass is greener. Don't come out here thinking that it's all green grass, though, because it goes down out here, you know. Good times and hard times, and, you know, we live off that hard work and dedication because we're trying to make it out that struggle, you know. So I'm from a small town. We all trying to win. There's only one way out, and that's to go hard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like that. One way out, go hard. Most definitely, and I can speak from that experience. What is your motivation in music? Like, what inspires you to continue doing what you're doing and putting out records and everything?
I think what motivates me with music is that I feel like all of us as individuals, we all live to a soundtrack I feel like everybody has a soundtrack to life, and I feel like if we were speaking on my soundtrack to life right now, one of the songs that would come up would be Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, you know, Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. You see that variety right there. It's not just hip-hop, you know, because I'm musically inclined. I'm also Haitian, by the way. And, you know, my parents, I grew up on a little bit of everything, from the James Brown to the salsa music at La India, Spanish music, and a little bit of everything. So, you know, I'm very inclined. And what inspires me is just new sounds and just putting something out there that the people could enjoy, because life is really about enjoying it and not stressing about the next bill and not stressing about why old boy or old girl didn't call you or nothing like that. Life is about really just enjoying it, family, friends, and just living out your dreams. So what inspires me to continue to make music is just, you know, just pushing the creative envelope to the next level. I mean, anybody could talk about a club record. Anybody could talk about a make-up-to-break-up record. Anybody could talk about a money record. But it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So basically just the challenge of pushing that creative envelope and giving the people something that they can live and die by.
Right. Do you freestyle at all?
Absolutely. I freestyle. That's how I started. It all started from the freestyle. You know, a lot of people hear Jay-Z say that he don't write. You know, he writes songs in his head. You know, as a kid, I did the same thing, because when you got the first four bars, you know, and you can't wait to get to that pad, so, you know, you might write it in your mind. I do write, but I'd say my early days was freestyling. You know, I used to battle, you know, corner to corner, stuff like that, getting my name out there, trying to build a reputation. But, yes, I do freestyle.
Right. Okay. So some rappers be like, oh, well, I don't freestyle. I'm like, well, isn't that, like, pretty much the same thing? You know, if you're not putting it on paper, you basically, like you said, you're putting it in your head, you know, so it's the same thing.
I'm going to be honest with you, Gorgeous. Some rappers aren't rappers. They're killing time until they get that 9-to-5 and realize that rap ain't for them. Because music ain't for everybody, and it's kind of funny because everybody thinks they could do this. Like, everybody thinks they could model. Like, everybody thinks they could do a TP3 radio on Blog Talk Radio and be successful. Like, yeah, it's just not for everybody. And what people don't understand is that, you know, leave it to the professionals and leave it to the ambitious and be a spectator. You know, so the guys that say they don't freestyle and nobody knows who they are, that's exactly why, because this is not really for them. And they haven't realized it quite yet, but, you know, eventually, you know, 5 years from now, a lot of people that are making music that we all know, from personal people to, you know, even cats that may look like they're doing something, won't be rapping for too much longer. They're not really artists. There's a lot of fakers out there.
Oh, yeah. I know about those. Trust me, I know about those. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give right now?
I mean, first and foremost, shout out to y'all, man, because, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to come through and showcase my talent on TP3 Radio. You know, y'all helping me get that buzz popping out there in the dot, helping me get that buzz popping in H-Town, you know, and shout out to y'all first and foremost. And second of all, you know, shout out to the whole Made King movement. You know, we just came back from the studio. Shout out to Jadakiss, you know, that movie coming real soon. We got a big record coming soon with MK and Jadakiss. Title, You're My Only Other One. Shout out to the homie MK and the whole Made King movement, the homie Prophet, the homie Jay Reddy. Shout out to Devani Entertainment, Spiv Dollar, Ted DiBiase, the brand marketing team. We working, man. You know, shout out to Team 25-8, you know, Shelly B, Stretch, out there in North Carolina. And, you know, dollar in a dream, one day at a time, 25-8, no sleep. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it. That's how we giving it up. So shout out to them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. What sets you apart from other rappers, do you think?
I like that question. I'm going to answer that real, real politically correct. What separates me from other rappers is my sound is the self-proclaimed soundtrack to the come-up and a celebration to the struggle. And it's like I said before, anybody can talk about the clubs and anybody can talk about the makeups, the breakups, and things of that nature. But what it is that there's too much recreating of what's already out there. It's the ones that are cutting edge and the ones that are separated from a different cloth that really have a story to tell, that really surpass the wannabes to the ones that really have that it factor. My story is real simple. You know, I'm a kid from the bottom, you know. Parents came from Haiti. We came out here to the States. and it was always in me. I always liked music. I found it as a way to express myself, free my mind. Even as a young kid, I always felt like I was going to be a star, and I had a story to tell because we come from the struggle. We come from nothing. You know, bill collectors banging on the door, you know, trying to finish your homework while your mom's cursing out that bill collector and telling you to finish that plate because you don't know where we're going to get the next one. So, you know, moving to the west side of Suffolk and, you know, new experiences and just growing up, just seeing both sides of it, seeing how it is to struggle and then seeing how it is to have a little something. And you know, just the trials and tribulations of everyday life. So what separates me from other people is, other artists that is I'm not afraid to talk about my flaws and my past and what made me who I am. You know, and I think that's what makes great music. Because that's what makes the people be able to relate to you. I've seen the blue-collar side of things. I know how it is to lose a job. You know, I know how it is to pop bottles and be behind that velvet rope, you know. And I also know how it is to really be at rock bottom and then go back up and then hit rock bottom again and feeling like, you know, God ain't on your side and really just the trials and tribulations of everyday life and teenagers and young adults trying to just fit in this world, you know. So that's why I say once again, it's the self-proclaimed soundtrack to the struggle. Soundtrack to the come up in a celebration of the struggle, I should say. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did. And with all that being said, like you said, you've been to the top, the bottom, whatnot, popping bottles one day, and next day you're like, okay, so what I'm going to do with the music? Like, what are your future plans in rapping? Like, I know, obviously, your future plan is going to be success because that's everybody's future plan. But, like, other than that, what would be your goal when you get into the industry?
My main goal industry-wise is to be a cutting-edge artist that takes it to the next level and is bigger than just music. Obviously, I got a lot of bodies of work that are on the way. Work in Progress Volume 3 is coming real soon. It's my best body of work up to date. And aside from music, I do have a TV show, an internet show called Checking In With Low. Shout out to the people that have graced the presence of the Checking In With Low show, French Montana, Jim Jones, Bun B., Maserati Fox, been through a couple A&R summits, got my face out there. Shout out to the Smack URL artists, Smack White himself, Mav Hoffa, Hollow the Don, Cortez, just to name a few, you know. And aside from the music and the TV show, you know, I'm also a very health conscious person, so you will see some health and gym blogs coming soon. You're going to see me catapult not just from music, but from music, television, and as well acting. I have a few acting opportunities on the table, a couple independent films. So I am a triple threat. It's a actor / rapper / TV show hosting with music being the passion. But what you'll see is an artist elevate and transition to an entrepreneur, potentially a mogul. You know, I'm not saying I'm trying to be Russell Simmons tomorrow and run a label, but when it's my time to pass the torch after my time has came and went, you know, maybe I'll still have an office position or two. You know, that may be one of the notches in the belt of the repertoire. But you're going to see Low the brand expand to the next level of entertainment, not just in the music box, but in multiple facets of entertainment. But one step at a time, because I don't want to oversaturate myself, because I don't want to spread myself too thin. Because I think a lot of people didn't understand Nicki Minaj's pop lane when it's always been in her. Maybe she introduced it a little too early, and now the hip-hop fans might be turning on her. But, you know, it's all about just timing. It's timing and learning from the mistakes of the greats and just giving people everything at its time and just, you know, being patient. Because even when you make it, you still got to be patient. So you'll see a lot of entertainment-oriented expansions from the boy Low. So just stay tuned, stick with me, and I promise y'all that I will bring y'all nonstop entertainment as time goes on.
Oh, yeah. And I like how you explain that, like you're a triple threat, because that's what Miss Entice and Keisha Nicole and Price Diamante and me, Candy, we call ourselves triple threat. That's where TP3 came from, because we are a triple threat, all three of us together. So I like that you intertwine that with your music and everything that you're doing. You know, because it's always good to be a triple threat, always. So, but what I want to do right now is I want to go ahead and get into another one of your singles. So
So whichever one you want to go ahead and play, we can go ahead and drop that and let everyone know where to go ahead and pick that up at and where to find you at to get on Twitter and on Facebook.
Hit me up on the Twitter, y'all, at Who's Low 84. Once again, that's at Who's Low 84, W-H-O-S-L-O 84. Hit me up on the Facebook, facebook.com/ Who Is Low. Who is Low, W-H-O-I-S-L-O. And you can hit me up on the other Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Low Got Next. That's L-O-G-O-T-N-E-X-T. Got a couple pages. It's getting a little hectic. I'm starting to look like a little big deal out here. So, you know, hit me up. I'll hit you back. You know, it's love. And let's get into that Magic Johnson record, man. Let's get into that Magic Johnson record. Real big record, man. And it's off that Work in Progress Volume 3 coming real soon. That video out there on YouTube also. Hit up the YouTube channel, Who's Low 2008. That's Who's Low 2008. And we working, man. 25-8.
All right.
There you go. On the road to success, seven-figure checks, swimming in the money, dollars dripping off the flesh, for them Learjet wishes, champagne buckets, use the music as a stepping stone to open bigger budgets. This is nothing to a king, the competition won up, labels hit a track to send the BBM thumbs up, money on my mind, I knew that we overshine, that pit world star, this is 50 global grind. Just another in the race, still a million out the gate, still it's money in the bank, the industry full of pimps and hoes and pimping ain't easy, she said she see my interviews on URL TV, and it's right back to the law, sure they know what I'm about, elevator foreplay, now that ain't my mama house, now that ain't my mama couch, you could kick your feet up, kick her out after I beat her, it was also nice to meet you, this is what it sound like, when you living at 25-8 on the grind. They getting that, in the door right back out. They couldn't picture that. Once you reach the point of no return, there ain't no getting back. That, that's the sound of money machine counting. Tally green giant, young Goliath on the green mountain. The more you accomplish, the more the critics keep doubting. My buzz building by the thousand. Weight room jogging, haters keep blogging. Numbers accumulating, they call my past the margin. Rapper slash actor slash TV show hosting. Keep the comments coming, I'm loving the free promotion. Internet monster, underground comfort. Meetings in Manhattan, big table full of offer. Don't know where the beat is, you can see I'm super fly. Billboard posted several inches from the sky. History in the making. So bad they've been sleeping, this gon' be a brutal wake. Paper making paper, that's my kind of conversation. Work in progress, coming soon, the streets for elevation. Grinding from the bottom up, nobody gave us nothing. Nigga.
All right.
Yeah. Got a couple more minutes left in the show.
I got one final question for the interview. Lo, if you had an opportunity to work with anybody in the music industry right now, who would it be?
Once again, another great question. And I'm going to answer it because I got asked this question on a radio interview last week, and I really have to answer it the same way. Based on the body of work that I got right now, the team that I'm working with, which is May King, ENT, the countless opportunities that we have going on right now, whoever's willing to do good business with myself, Mr. MK, Mr. Spiff Dollar, Mr. Ted DiBiase, and May King ENT, as long as we're willing to sit down at the table and work something out, because we know our worth, we know what we're bringing to the table, we know our value, we know the returns on the investments, we know the radio spins, and it's all there, numbers don't lie. Whoever's willing to sit at the table and work out some legitimate business that makes sense for all parties involved, if that's the case, then you could put anybody in that category. Maybach Music, G-Unit, Rockefeller, Rock Nation, YMCMB, Bad Boy, EMI, E1, Job Records, Sony Records, Universal, Republic, Universal, Fantana. We could name labels all day, but anybody. Diddy, holla at us. Russell, holla at us. You know, It's whoever's willing to do good business. I mean, Floyd Mayweather's an angel investor. Floyd, when he come out of jail, holla at us, man. You know, if your people are listening, you know, whoever's willing to do good business, and we're not hard to find because we everywhere. You know, we heavy in New York, but we coming in every city. We bring in a, it's a new day. And what we're introducing to the people is Made King, your boy Low, and the nightlife culture. And we celebrating life. We bringing that back to the industry. So whoever's willing to do good business, holla. We'll holla back. Your peoples will talk to our peoples. We'll sit at the round table and we'll make history. And I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yeah. That answered my question indirectly without answering my question. I got you. Basically, who's willing to make the move? Because I definitely understand what you mean as far as money-wise and all that. In there, then I understand. But that's definitely what's up. And we have, no minutes left. But what we're going to go ahead and do is for the outro, we're going to go ahead and play your last single. But we'll let you go ahead if you want to speak anything, any last words, any shout-outs, anything you want to say before we get off the show.
Man, shout-out to the May King Movement, the boss, the Louboutin Don, MK. Shout-out to you, big homie, for setting the platform. Shout-out to the homie Prophet. Be on the lookout for the homie Prophet. Project coming real soon. Shout-out to the homie Jay Reddy. You know, shout out to Devani, Spiff Dollar, Teddy Biasi, I see you, you know. And shout out to TP3 Radio, man. I definitely got to be back show before that project drop. Hit me up at Who's Low 84. Once again, at Who's Low 84. Stay tuned because it's going to be an epic summer and an epic end of 2012 and 2013. We're coming in with a bang. And just be clear, man. It's TP3 Radio, you know. Shout out to the lovely Miss Candace, Miss Candy, and Keisha. Y'all voices is very sexy, by the way, I must say. You know, shout out to y'all. Y'all sound very, very sexy. And, yeah, man, let's keep grinding, man. Keep God first, the rest of your feet. And, you know, we're working, man, 25-8.
We sound sexy, Sadie. You agreeing with that?
I didn't even get a shout-out.
I'm
Lord,
very
much, forgot
very
about much
so. Very much so. I definitely
face,
agree.
I see how
man,
it is.
Entitled, hey, y'all, he got that different swag to y'all that make it. I mean, of course, Entitled got that.
No. But I'm just saying, I'm not asking for a sexy voice and nothing like that. I'm just saying, y'all,
I was just giving it.
I
was excited to get it out, so that's why I was sharing it.
Y'all don't hear Entitled on the show? What's up? Everybody keeps forgetting about me week after week. I'm about to resign, y'all. Nobody loves me no more.
That's Sandy, his big mouth taking over the whole two-part people. Looking. Betty was
all right. I'm adding this to my list of things. Kenny talked a lot of trash, man. I finish it back at him.
And what else? I'm talking all day. Say what? And. Shout out to Mo for joining us on CP3 tonight. Shout out to Entai. Shout out to Keisha Nicole. Shout out to Betty J. Make sure y'all come check us out tomorrow. We'll be at Blue Cloud tonight. I'll be at Three Points Bar and Grill. Then after that, I'll be at Onyx probably. And hit me up at CandiesWorld.com or hit me up on Twitter at CandiesWorld69. All ready.
All righty. We're going here and rolling out with this. Y'all ready for Lance Singles? This is by my boy Lowe. This is Big Shit.
Yes, I did say the word Big Shit because that's what I do. I touch.
Prodigal son, aka the main event. Waitress bring the bill to our table, you think we pay it rent? Top of the line, top of my game, top in the rent. Four-star bachelor, looking for a bachelorette. The type that grind like I, we do the magic sets. His and her everything, close cars and the jets. Ain't trying to rush the magic, just that slow and steady shit. Never met one boy like her, bow out when she's jamming shit. Shorty such a hottie, swagger such a tip ahead. Aura like Kamora Lee, body like the Stella Red. She said Corinne was overrated, she get better head, better ass, better sex. Shorty, she's a better bet. And she hit the gym too, plus she's stacking in steps. First thing on my mind is what shorty trying to get into. I had to holler at her, couldn't let her fly by. If I didn't holler, then I wouldn't be a fly guy.
I had that fly, that was a
lie.
I ain't gonna let you slide.
Yeah.
I had that fly, that was a lie. I ain't gonna let this woman.